Get ready to drop the puck, take a free throw, and step up to the plate. It's time for the Metro East Sports Podcast on lineupmedia.fm.
From the Lineup Media Studios, welcome to the Metro East Sports Podcast, season number 2, show number 52. We are just a couple weeks from the end of year number 2. Planning a big celebration. If you have any ideas on what we ought to do to celebrate year number 2, let me know. Reach out to me at mespdave@gmail.com. Thanks, as always, to partners Cassins, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Callaway Home Loans, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Front Office Fiduciary Network, and Oak Brook Golf Club. We're talking all things sports in the Metro East. I'm Dave Leip. Show number 2 features Kelsey Harding, Jabot, Mespy winner for 1A girls volleyball, Joey Heighton, 1A Mespy winner for boys golfer of the year from Father McGivney High School, and guest number 3 from Edwardsville High School, talking about the current season basketball player Isaiah Cluster. 3 things you can do to help. Number 1, subscribe to this podcast. Why wouldn't you? You love it and it's free, right, Kelsey?
Right.
Number 2, you got to follow us in all of our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're easy to find and you need to follow us. And number 3, if you have a story idea, a guest idea, a comment on my accoutrement, my shirt tonight, my hairstyle, whatever, email me at mespdave@gmail.com. Remember, you can nominate your favorite team for Integrity Spine and Joint Center Metro East Team of the Month. Could be a park and rec team, could be a middle school, high school team, you name it. To nominate a team of the month, send your suggestion to mespdave@gmail.com. Please put team of the month in the subject line. All right, let's talk to Kelsey Harding now. Hartung. Kelsey right. Hartung. Harding, Coach Hartung.
Yeah, it's harsh, I know.
Jabot, 1A Girls Volleyball Team of the Year. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Great season.
Fantastic season.
How many years have you been there?
I have been there for, that's hard, for 5 years. 5 years.
You're number 5.
Yeah, I was the JV coach to start off.
And, okay.
So I've been the head coach for, this was my 3rd season.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's talk about you before we talk about this scene, this season. How did you get into volleyball? I assume you're a volleyball player at some point?
Yes, I played volleyball. I think I started when I was in 4th or 5th grade, so I go way back. I went to Waterloo High School.
Okay.
And I played volleyball there, and I was a 4-year varsity player there. After high school, I went on to play at McKendree University.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I played there for 3 years, so I didn't finish it out, but I got a good 3 years in. It was a good experience. And then I think I've been coaching since I graduated high school.
So volleyball has been a big part of your life since you've been a little kid.
It has been.
What do you love about it?
I don't know. Everything. I love just the team chemistry that you get on each team, because I played club too. So you jump from high school to club, and that's just totally different girls that you're meshing with. And I love the team chemistry you get and the excitement and that feel when you step on the court and you get a kill or you dive and you dig up a ball, and it just feels so good. So I just love the feeling, just being out there. And now with coaching, because I don't play as much, I don't think I really could, just being out on the court with the girls, it just gives me that same gratification.
Is Waterloo a hotbed for volleyball? Because we had their coach on. They won 3A
yep.
team of the year. You guys are 1A team of the year. Mm. What's going on in Waterloo?
There's just a lot of talent. That Waterloo has always been a big volleyball town. Like I said, I went to Waterloo High School. A lot of my friends went to Jabot Catholic High School, so I was played against them, and it was always a huge rival when we played each other, and it was always good games. We still play Waterloo. Now, this year, Waterloo was just outstanding. Yeah. Oh, they were amazing. And we played them, I think, twice in the season. I don't know. The girls just, there's just always so much interest in volleyball. And I'm very, very thankful for that, because I feel like these days it's hard to get kids into sports as much. So volleyball has always been one where it's been big turnout.
Well, I've been on the record for saying it a couple times now. I think volleyball's got a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
I think volleyball is progressing in terms of television viewership.
Oh, yeah.
Television popularity, popularity on college campuses, popularity as a spectator sport on high school campuses. Mm-hmm. And in terms of participation numbers, I don't know what they are. I haven't studied it, but it seems to me like they're increasing. So,
yeah.
Good for volleyball.
They are increasing.
Okay.
Got kind of scarce a little bit. A couple of years ago, we only had maybe four incoming freshmen. So it was kind of scary. It was kind of thinking like, okay, what's happening with the future of sports or volleyball? But this last year we had 12 freshmen come in. So good things for the future.
With four, if you have four good ones per year, you can have a darn good team though.
Yeah.
Four is not terrible.
It's not. No. And they were freshmen. So they were incoming freshmen and they're always learning when they come in. They're still a little scared. But you grow, you teach them. Four can be deadly on a court, just four players. But when you got six players, that's even better. And that's what we had.
What do you teach them? Like, what's the number one thing you have to teach freshmen volleyball players at Jabot to have a great program? Is it technique? Is it mental toughness? Is it showing up every day? What is it?
It's a little bit of everything, really. It's kind of like you're starting from the beginning with them because they're all coming from different grade schools, you know, different levels of coaching at those grade schools. We teach a lot of fundamentals, and my freshman coach, Don Groman, is amazing at teaching fundamentals to the girls. And that's the one thing. But the main thing that we show our freshmen is come in, have some fun, learn a little something, and then next year is when you'll really put it to the court and see where we go. So we try to make them feel kind of at home with our Jabot family. Mm. So that's a big thing. And then, of course, fundamentals. But really, we just want to have fun.
All right.
We don't scare them out.
I want to talk about your MESBE winning season. But first, I got to thank partner Cassens Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, the number one place to purchase a vehicle in the Metro East. If you're in the market for a new or a pre-owned car, check out Cassens inventory in person where they've been for 25 years or online at Cassens.com. Cassens has earned the highest ratings for customer service. Their expert staff is committed to making your car buying experience enjoyable, including convenient on-site financing. I've purchased four vehicles there. My daughter drives an IU Red Jeep Cherokee, and my wife and I are on our second Jeep Grand Cherokee. With over 80 years of experience in the Metro East, Cassens is the clear-cut leader for quality, service, and customer satisfaction. Go see Steve, Cliff, Holly, Greg, Bob, Mike, Tony, or Trent today. How was your drive here, by the way?
It was good. It got dark really
How
fast.
Long did it take to get here from Waterloo to Edwardsville, to downtown Edwardsville, where the beautiful Lineup Media Studios are?
Well, I don't even live in Waterloo.
So
I live in Belleville. It took about 40 minutes to get here.
And you don't teach at Jabot.
I don't.
You work for Ralsh and Purina, you said.
Yep.
But so you're just coaching because you love the sport so much.
I do. I was a club coach since I graduated high school. So I've been coaching for like 14 years-ish maybe. And I saw the posting open for a JV coach at Jabot. And they called me. I went in and
wowed them.
I don't know if I wowed them, but they wowed me. I don't. That school, that program, just something about it. I don't know. I don't know that I'll ever leave. I mean, eventually I will. But, I mean, when I get old, I don't think I can. But I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And the girls.
Are you not coaching for the enemy? I mean, you grew up playing at Waterloo.
I did.
Right? So now you're at Jabot. How does that happen?
I really don't know. And it's really funny because when I talk to the girls, the incoming ones, I'll kind of say, yeah, I went to Waterloo High School. And they're like, what? And I was like, yeah. But here I am. I'm at Jabot now. I'm a Hawk now.
Pretty sure we had the same situation with boys golf. Coach Berge was in here.
I listened to that podcast.
Did you listen to that?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Good old Berge.
So yeah, it's something about Jabot. I don't.
What is it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I think it's because it's a small school. It's a very personal. I mean, you get very personal, and that's the big thing that I tried to make on my team is we're a family. Like this is a family, and you'll hear the girls even say, "Hey, girl, come on, we're a family here." Yeah. You know, and it just, you feel that sense of belonging.
All right. Well, you had a great year this year. MESPE winners for 1A girls volleyball team of the year. You got to the super sectional finals. Basically, your team finished fifth in the state, tied for fifth. Mm-hmm. What will you remember about this season?
I will remember the growth that these girls had. The beginning of our season, it was a little bit of a roller coaster. I graduated six seniors, six starters, and then we had to rebuild. And a lot of the girls, I think I maybe had one girl on the team, a returner, that had been in postseason before. So all of them were fairly fresh to the varsity world and the postseason world. So I think this year I'm going to remember that we started, it was a little rough. And the big thing that I just kept harping on them is, you know, you guys got to get that chemistry. You got to figure out where that is. You got to figure out what we have to do. And they did. They turned it around. They flipped it halfway through the season, and everyone noticed it, and they went on, and they weren't letting up either.
Had a great run starting the middle of the season. Great wins over Hillsborough, Benton, and Valmeyer. Mm-hmm. And then in your postseason, you guys got super hot, and you weren't there. You were on a family thing.
Yep.
So, but you know how the girls played in the postseason.
Oh, yeah.
How did they play?
Oh, they had their mindset on what their end goal would be. And I was in contact with them, and I talked to them, and their big thing was they were the underdog essentially in their postseason, and they wanted to go out and show everyone that no, we're meant to be here. We're not underdogs. Like, we are meant to be here. And I think when the rankings came out and they were ranked, I think we were ranked third in our regional. They were kind of shocked, I guess. We have a very, very hard season. Our schedule is very hard. I mean, we play some big schools.
I looked at it. You played Modern Day. You played Edwardsville. You played Belleville East, Belleville West. You're playing a lot of big schools.
We do.
And you're beating a lot of small schools. You're playing Parkway West. You're playing Breeze Central. You're playing tons of big schools.
Oh, yeah.
And so you think that they use that record against you?
I don't know. I think that's essentially, because it's the other coaches. We're all voting. And you really have to dig into who's playing what, who you play to vote. And we ended up third in our regional. And I think the girls were like, how? You know, we've beat Althoff. We beat, you know, so-and-so. And I'm like, you know what? We're not even going to think about that. You have the same chance as everyone else at this point to move forward. And they knew that. They were like, well, we don't deserve to be in third. We're going to move forward. So I think they had their mindset on their own goal. Every game that they stepped on that court, I know that they thought, this isn't going to be our last. You know, the senior girls, they didn't want that to be their last. So they wanted to prove, I think, themselves. That.
How many girls in your starting six were seniors or in your regular rotation?
I had four regular playing seniors. So
Who were they?
I had Ella Range, Alyssa Grither, Sarah Ann Steibel. Maybe it was three. Kate Barber too, and she jumped in there too and showed us what she was made of as well. And I feel like I'm forgetting someone right now.
What are you going to miss about these seniors?
Their drive, their love of the game. And I tell them that all the time. I say, you guys come out and you put everything you have out there. I mean, you put yourselves out there and you play 100% every time you go out on that court. Their love of the game and their grit is what I'm going to miss.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you instill that in them or did they have that?
Oh, I don't know that I can take credit for it. I think most of them. So Alyssa and Ella, they're both my back row players. So I don't know how much volleyball you watch, but
a little bit.
They play only back row. They were my only back row players. They were probably the sole reason of how well we did this season, how far we went. I mean, if you can't beat a back row, if they pick up every ball, you can't get a ball down. And I think they both started off kind of quiet, kind of shy, kind of, yeah, I'm new. I'm a freshman. I'm fine. But
oh, wow, so these girls are freshmen.
Well, they were. You know, they're seniors now. But like coming in, they were kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But this year, you could tell that they just broke out of their shell and they were like, I'm a senior. I'm running this. We got this. I don't know that I'm responsible for it. But and I tell the girls that. I say, you guys are responsible for your own selves. You're responsible for your game and your attitude. So they did it. They had goals. And they all did well.
Well, congrats. You had an awesome season. 1A Girls Volleyball Team of the Year MESPE winner, Coach Kelsey Harding, Jabot High School. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
MESPE winner for 1A Golfer of the Year and an outstanding hockey player, too, I'm told. Joey Heighton up next. But first, I got to talk about Andy Callaway of Callaway Home Loans because he saves me money every single month now and he'll save my family thousands in the long run. How? He refinanced my existing mortgage. And he can do the same for you. Rates are incredibly low, and you need to take advantage of an easy, fast, and affordable way to refinance. They do conventional FHA and VA loans, and ask for the MESP special. If you refinance with Andy, he will donate $100 to the Metro East High School or Junior High team of your choice. He'll give $100 to Father McGivney Golf.
There we go.
There you go. You love that idea, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's real nice.
He'll give $100 to Highland Basketball. He'll give $100 to Granite City Cheer. It is up to you. Think of that granddaughter who'd be so happy if you refinanced and then her team got $100 or that grandson or that nephew. Call Andy today at 618-830-3332. Save money and support your favorite team in the Metro East. All right, Joey, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How's Father McGivney? Did you go to school today in person or were you remote? What were you doing?
In person, yeah. So I know a bunch of public schools are out of like on virtual learning or whatever, but we're in full
swing. Back in place.
Yeah, it's great. Love it there, man. It's a real good environment.
Good for you. Okay, so 1A MESPE winner, Boys Golfer of the Year, sixth place at regional, sixth place at sectional, very consistent, and then 44th at state. Yep. Congratulations. Awesome year. And you're a sophomore, right?
A sophomore. Yep. Yeah, it's great.
So what's the future for Joey Heighton in golf?
Yeah, hopefully just keep sticking with it. Hopefully, you know, make it back to that state tournament. And hopefully, you know, next time instead of 44th, it's number one.
What will it take for you to do that? How will you have to improve your game to leap up 43 places?
Oh, it's definitely consistency. You know, I think I can hit all the shots. You know, it's in there. You know, I shot a 69 as a freshman. You know, that's, you know, something that's really difficult for most golfers, but it's in there. We just got to, you know, find a way to straighten that ball out a little bit and, you know, hit that fairway more consistently.
How about taking the drive? How about leaving the driver in the bag? Anybody ever tell you to do that? But do you love to hit it anyway?
I love hitting that thing, man. It goes a mile. But, yeah, definitely heard that quite a few times, you know. And that's honestly, that's kind of what saved me at the state. You know, I wasn't hitting it the best. I had this like Srixon 2-iron I have in my bag. And I just striped that thing dead down the middle and just kind of chip it around the place. And that's kind of what saved me. But, you know, I love smacking that driver around.
You played 2-iron off the tee at state?
Yeah, almost all the shots. Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, it saves me, man. It's just you hit it. The thing goes like 250 and you just hit that down the middle and
you crush it.
Yeah, crush it. It's probably my best club in my bag.
Love it. Yeah. Okay. You're a two-sport athlete. You're a great hockey player, not just a good hockey player. Tell the listeners who you play for.
Yeah, so I play for the AAA Blues. It's a great organization. I play for the 15U team, coached by Chris Durso. Great guy, great coach. No, love it over there, man. They've been treating me good over there, having a good year. And, about to head to Detroit here Thursday, so that'll be fun.
What position do you play?
I'm a center. Yeah, so take all the face-offs and, yeah, do some scoring.
Playmaker.
Yeah, playmaker / goal scorer. Yeah, both those.
How old were you when you started playing hockey?
Like 5. Yeah, so you go to those, like, learn to skate things and, you know, just kind of loved it, you know?
Right away.
Played a couple times and just fell in love with it.
And I know that you come from a golfing family all the way to your grandfather. Yeah. I know your whole family. So I know that you also picked up a golf club right about that same time, right?
Yeah, maybe even before that. As soon as I could walk, you know, that was a club in my hand.
Okay. Are those two sports related?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, the slap shot and the golf shot, very similar. You know,
people you think?
I think so. You know, it doesn't hurt for sure. So it's not like baseball, you know, where you're messing up your swing all the time.
The eye hand.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like hockey, you're tipping that puck and stuff, and you have to try to find that. And then golf, you know, hitting that nice solid swing. So, yeah.
What definitely. About the leg drive and the hip drive through it?
For sure. I mean, like, you see, like, a lot of hockey players are good golfers because they hit the ball a mile, you know? So that's definitely got something to do with it.
Just smack at it.
Oh, yeah. Hit that low, high, cut, whatever you want it.
What about hitting people on, not the golf course? You don't hit people anymore on the golf course. But what about the ice rink? You like hitting, but you like the physical contact of ice hockey?
Oh, you gotta love it. It's one of the best parts, you know, you're getting in there and even like getting hit at this point too.
You love
it. It's just all, yeah, it's all part of the game. It's fun, you know, and so you love giving and taking it with other team and stuff. It's good, fun stuff.
Okay, well, you're only a sophomore and I know you're going to keep your options open and I know you probably haven't decided what you want to play in college. But what are you leaning toward? Or would you even, because you could play both depending on where you went to college.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah, for sure. But definitely hockey for sure. You know, that's definitely my love right now. You know, I obviously love golf too, but like hockey is kind of where I've been focusing over more on the off season and stuff. So definitely would try to go more the hockey route.
Okay. Where are you looking? Give me your top. Like if you could go to three schools, you know, as a sophomore, where would you go play ice hockey?
That's a good question. I'd probably say...
Thank you. This is what I do.
I would probably say Minnesota Duluth. Yeah, they got a real good program up there. Michigan. Love their colors and the whole...
Yeah, pick a school based on the colors.
You know, they got a good hockey team,
It's too. A good school, too. Come on.
They got good colors.
Good colors, good school. Yeah. Good helmets.
Good helmets. You know, they got everything. Yeah. And then probably last, I'd probably go with North Dakota. I really like their team, too. They got a real good team and nice colors.
So. Nice colors.
Yeah, I got to go with it.
You know what I noticed about all those places you named? They're all cold.
All cold, man. Yep. Kind of the exact opposite of where you go for a golf school.
That's what you do for, exactly. Yeah.
So it's kind of hard, you know, kind of try to play both, but, you know, it is what it is.
So are you playing USGA tournaments in the summer?
No, not really. No, I kind of just play like Gateway, like PGA tournaments. And like, I don't play like any of the AJGA stuff quite yet.
Okay.
I kind of in the hockey, off season, I kind of focus more on hockey. You know, I go to a trainer and stuff and get, one-on-one sessions. That's, Tyler Elbrick. He does a really good job over in East Dalton. And I kind of do that and just,
what are you working on in the strength training and the physical conditioning?
Yeah, definitely mostly mobility and explosiveness and kind of that mostly legs. You know, that's kind of what the hockey players need. They need good core stability, good legs and stuff. So we work on that explosiveness and getting stronger and like that like bottom half of your body. So that's
for sure.
Yeah.
And that's helping you with golf.
Oh, for sure. You know, they're getting that power and that torque for that big driver swing.
All right. What driver do you play?
How
far do you hit it? Like if you really get all of it, you know, and you're probably going to give yourself an extra 10 or 15 yards maybe.
Yeah. You know,
how far do you hit it?
Okay. So I got this Cobra. I don't even know what it's called anymore. It's like speed zone. I think it's the Cobra speed zone. It's a real good driver. It's real hot off the face. And, man, I think I say the farthest I've hit a ball is about like 300, like 310 maybe, like in that area. But like with that club, yep, for sure.
What and, ball?
Ooh, I'm a TB5X kind of guy. Yeah, so I rocked that, and that's probably what I was hitting it with.
Is that a distance ball?
I'm not sure. I think so. I think TaylorMade makes pretty good distance balls. I think the TB5X is a distance ball. So
okay, for you to win state, for you to go from number 44 to number one, you said you got to be more consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that a physical thing or a mental thing or both?
Ooh, definitely both. You know, I think it's kind of finding a driver swing that like isn't like swinging all out. Cause like sometimes, you know, the driver swing, you get, you know, psyched up, ready to hit this ball, you know, 100 miles, like however far you can. And I think we just kind of tone that driver swing down a little bit and try to find some more fairways. And I think that's kind of the game plan, you know, and that's definitely a physical thing, working on the swing and stuff, but also a mental thing, you know, trying to find that easier swing. So
course management, that's what I say is number one for coaching boys high school golf. Am I crazy?
No, you would be preaching what my grandpa has told me since day one. He's like, if you can manage your way around a golf course, you can play until the day you die.
Is that your grandpa's name?
Kenneth Hyten.
Dr. Ken Hyten, who loves dentist, tennis. Yeah. He's always out at the tennis tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
One of those. It. Yeah. So you ought to listen to him.
Yeah, I should take his word for it. You know, I think he's like 76, 78 now, somewhere in there, and he's still, you know, shooting in the 80s and stuff, and he's...
You can't beat him.
I don't know
You cannot
that.
Beat him.
I don't know about that.
You can't beat him. I'm on record. I'm looking at the cameras on the YouTubes, and I'm saying right now, you cannot beat your grandfather in golf. If he gets his tees, if he gets to play where he gets to play from...
It'd be tough. It'd be tough for sure, because he can... Keep that ball in play, and he'll make me work for it for sure.
He will. He'll make more putts than you too. Are you good? Sure. Are you a good putter?
I'm going to go with no. I just hit the ball a long way. And, you know, I can putt a little bit.
So why isn't that the number one thing you got to work on then?
You know, it is and it isn't, because that's another consistency thing too. I think the whole part of my game is just consistency, because sometimes, you know, you're rolling the ball perfect and it's like, wow, I'm making all these putts. Then some days it's like, I just missed, you know, 3 5-footers.
And, confidence.
You know, yeah. Oh, for sure. Too. You got to be able to bounce back and stuff. And that's definitely part of the putting, you know, it's just being like committed to every putt. So yeah, it's definitely something I got to work on.
But, okay. Yeah. So I want you to think about these two sports mentally, because I have a theory.
Okay.
But you tell me, which of these two sports is more difficult mentally, golf or hockey?
Ooh,
I know.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I know.
Yeah. I would have to go golf, you know, because golf is just, yeah, it's mentally challenging for this whole 18 holes, and you have to stay locked in for 5 hours, and it is tough. And like hockey, you know, yeah, it's hard. It's, you know, like you're physically going as hard as you can, and you have to mentally like process everything, you know, in a matter of seconds. But golf, it's just a grueling sport. You know, you have to stay locked in. And I think any golfer would tell you that, like, you know, it's definitely the hardest mental sport.
And you have to manage that time between shots.
Yeah,
for sure. And you have to be the guy on every single stroke. Mm-hmm. Whereas in ice hockey, you know, if the game's 4-0, sure, you can skate around. But if the game's on the line, how often are you actually the guy making the play? Not that often. So hockey's a great sport. It's a difficult sport, and you alluded to it. Physically, it's more challenging in some ways.
Oh, definitely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah,
okay. Definitely. You got to take hits. You got to be fitter. You got to be stronger. Mm-hmm. But mentally, I'm telling you, golf is one of the toughest sports out there.
Yeah, it'll break you down for sure. It's definitely, and I think it's the great reward too after you shoot a nice round. You know, because you're like, I just did that. You know, I went out there and I stuck through it for that 5 hours and had a nice round. So, I think it's definitely golf.
Do you ever find yourself defending golf to your hockey teammates? Like when you say, hey, I'm on the golf team at school, they're like, come on, you don't play golf. Are you ever like having to stick up for golf, or do they get it?
Almost never. Those guys love golf.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of like, they just love the idea of hitting a ball as far as they can. So like, yeah, they love it.
How many of those guys play a sport at their individual high schools?
So besides hockey at their individual high schools,
are those guys playing hockey at their high schools?
A lot of them. So,
so they're playing for their team and for the junior blues.
Yeah.
So if McGivney had a high school team, you'd play for it, possibly.
Would I? That's a good question. Because again, good question. Maybe. So that's the thing. So it's hard to balance, you know, the AAA hockey and the high school hockey. So I would probably say no, just because I like to focus that time on the AAA blues. But you know, it would be, definitely have to put some thought into it, because a lot of guys play and it's fun, you know, it's in front of fans, but you know, McGivney, we wouldn't be that big of a team and stuff. So it would be a, definitely a time away from being practicing for the Blues.
All right, man. Well, good luck. Good luck to you next year.
Yeah, thank you.
On the links. Have another tremendous golf season. What will you remember from this golf season more than anything else?
Oh, it's definitely got to be at the sectional golf tournament. All right, we're on the 18th hole, and I'm sweating to get into like this, the top whatever 10 it is, right? And I go up onto the 18th hole. I'm about to put in the score for my 17th hole, and I can't find my phone because we do the online scoring. I can't find my phone anywhere, and it turns out I've lost my phone. I have like, and I'm freaking out. I'm on the 18th hole. I gotta like do something, and so I get up on the tee. That's all I can think about, and I shank this driver into like the trees over there, and like we can find it, but it's over there, like off in the rough, and. We go over there. I finally find my phone. It was in the rough down by where I hit my last shot. So we get it. I'm more collected now. And I hit this shot. And I know I'm having to like hit a good shot to, you know, get in. And so I hit this cut around this tree, hit it up to the front of the green, chip up, and make par. And that made me not have to play a playoff against like other guys. And that was like a really big thing for me to like be able to like lose my composure, then to regain it and hit that shot and stay committed, and then finally finish out with a nice clutch up and down.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Did anybody coach you through that moment, or was that just you?
Oh, no, for sure. That was my coach, Mr. Mulligan. He's a great guy, a PGA pro, and he really helped me stay locked in there. And he's like, you just got to reset, you know, hit this shot. I know you can do it. And that was really helpful to me.
Awesome. Congratulations. And good luck next year for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Joey Heighton, Father McGivney, 1A Boys Golfer of the Year.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Guest number 3, Isaiah Kloster.
There it is.
Kloster. Not cluster. Not like cluster like General Custer, but Kloster like Come on, help me out here. Cluster-like.
I don't know. There's
Foster.
Not. There it is.
Cluster-like Foster. I mean, I've only had you for an entire semester in school now. Why wouldn't I just now be knowing how to say your name in January?
Exactly.
Well, I started having a panic attack over it today in class. I was like, oh, man, it's going to be in the podcast. It's Isaiah Cluster. Cluster. I'm working on it. Okay. All right. Listen, before we finish with Isaiah Cluster rhymes with Foster, I got to talk about Keller Williams Marquis. If you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Metro East on the Illinois or the Missouri side, please give our partners at Keller Williams Marquis, Jeb and Ginger Blasingame, the chance to serve you. They have offices in Waterloo, O'Fallon, and Edwardsville. So you got me all off my game.
I'm sorry.
Isaiah.
Yep.
With more than 130 agents, the Blasingames are a family-owned business that has helped over 5,000 families find just the right home. The Lipes are one of those families. Jeb and Ginger sold our house quickly because they're experts at staging and pricing. And they helped us find the perfect home, and they can do the same for you. No wonder they're ranked in the top 10 real estate teams in North America. Give Jeb and Ginger Blasingame a call at 618-578-9276 or check them out online at blasinggamegroup.com. You will not be disappointed. All right, Isaiah. I'm just going to call you Isaiah from now on.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure being here.
Edwardsville basketball player, and your position is forward. Are you playing any center this year, or is that all Packet?
I just started trying to learn his roles because there's some times where we play a little smaller and try and play outside. So he has me trying to figure out what Packet's doing, and I mean, I'm not that short. So
how tall are you?
About 6'3".
Are you still growing?
Yeah.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
What's a doctor say you're going to wind up at?
I'd say around 6'5". If I can make it to 6'6", then I think
nice.
I'll be very happy with that.
You got to stretch out.
Yes.
Like hang from a bar.
Might
stretch
have to.
Stretch out the back. Isaiah Cluster, you're a starter on the team this year, getting a lot of minutes. Did you start as a sophomore?
No, I really didn't play a lot as a sophomore. I got the jersey, but I wasn't ready to be around that, and I didn't understand that I wasn't ready until this year. Really, you know, last year I was like, man, why am I not playing, but now I'm actually in the role. I'm like, you know what, I'm glad that I wasn't playing last year.
Really,
I got to
learn. So the coaches were right.
Yeah, they were.
What did you do to get ready for your role this year on the Edwardsville basketball team?
I think I was definitely in the gym a lot more, but not just like working on skills. I was really trying to like work on my body, going to different gyms around and trying to work with more people. Cause when I talk to people who have been in the position, they're like, the main difference is how physical it is. So I knew I had to, you know.
Has it lived up to expectations in terms of physicality? Has it been as physical as you thought it was going to be?
Oh yeah. 100%.
You feel like you're playing football some nights?
Sometimes. I feel like Bush feels the same way. You know, sometimes it's
something to get used to.
Yeah, 100%.
How do you get used to that, or do you just have to get game tough?
Definitely, just game situations. Like you gotta be in that position. It's not really, it's hard to prepare for something like that. So, actually being in the position and having to go through that, and you know, get bumped around and bruised around a couple times, you know, that definitely prepares.
What about inflicting the pain? Is that something that you're learning to do? Is that something that comes natural to you, or is that something that you don't want to do?
Well, it's definitely something that has come to me. I don't know. Getting hit around a couple times of practice is tough, but it's just you got to get hit and get up, keep going. There's no time to really, especially playing varsity, there's no time to cry about it. So you just got to keep going.
Huh. Okay, so what part of your game, besides your ability to be physical around the rim, what else are you working on? Is it shooting? Is it handling the ball?
Ever since I was little, it's been shooting. I've always tried to like be one of the better shooters in the gym. But now it's like I want to handle the ball. Like I want to be able to be under control when you're getting swarmed by 6'4 people from O'Fallon or Belleville. You got to be under control, and that's something that I definitely have to work on.
All right, we're going to talk more about this season here in a second, but first I got to thank Oak Brook Golf Club. Thank them for sponsoring Joey Heighton, 1A Golfer of the Year. Located northeast of Edwardsville, Oak Brook Golf Club is a family-owned 27-hole public golf facility. Their goal is to offer the highest quality golf experience for a reasonable fee. Oak Brook is consistently recognized for awards such as Friendliest Staff, Best Course to Host a Fundraiser, and Best Senior Scramble in the Bi-State Area. From fundraisers to leagues to instruction to an afternoon out on the links by yourself, the Brook wants to win your business. I've personally played and hosted multiple golf scrambles there, and I will attest, Mike Surrey and his staff are the best. To book your tee time or to start organizing your next fundraising scramble, give them a call at 656-5600 or check them out online at oakbrookgc.com. Talking to Isaiah Kloster here from Edwardsville High School basketball about being tough under the rim, working on his shooting. Okay, Tigers are 4-7 right now at this point in the season, playing in a loaded conference. Tough losses to East St. Louis, Belleville East, and O'Fallon. A couple good wins over Alton. What's the future this year for this team? Where do you see this team improving? Where do you see them going?
I can't really see us just trying to get far in the postseason. But I think our biggest goal is just getting better than, you know, how we were weeks ago or a month ago or whatever. Because it did start off pretty rough. We graduated 4 out of 5 seniors. So none of us really knew, you know, what was really going on. We've never been in that spot. So, you know, we've had our ups and downs. We've had our struggles. But our biggest thing is we just want to get better every day and really just try and, you know, improve.
Are you improving this year? Is the team improving this year?
Yeah, I can definitely see it, especially this week, let alone, like, alone. We've really started getting our chemistry down, trusting each other. I think we still have a lot of stuff that we need to work on. But if you look at us from
where you were
October, November to now, it's like night and day.
I feel like it's been more difficult for you to improve because, like a lot of teams, like I would say every team in the area, you guys have struggled with kids being out for COVID. Mm-hmm. I know at one point in the season, you were missing 3 of your top 10 guys at least were out with COVID.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing.
Yeah, that's really hard, especially whenever you're trying to, like, figure out as a team, like, what are we doing? Like, how are we going to start beating people? It's hard whenever you lose 3 out of 6 or 3 out of 8 of your best guys. So it was a hard blow.
Yeah. Because then we talked off mic about the fact that then these guys are coming back and they don't have the experience playing together. You know, once your number ones come back, it's like, we miss some time developing.
Right.
So do you feel like you are gaining momentum at this point in the season?
Yeah. 100%. We've definitely got, we're almost like how we were before. Like, we really don't have anybody out. This week of practice has been good. I think Collinsville was one of our first games back with, like, everyone. So now I feel like we're just going to be on a roll. And I feel like these next couple of weeks are going to be great for us, especially if everybody keeps being remains healthy.
Okay, let's talk about the coaches you play for, Coach Battis and company. What's it like playing for Coach Battis?
It's pretty awesome. I remember last year, because I really didn't play a lot, and I would just sit on the bench behind him, and he would just look at the floor, and he'd just look at everything that's going on, and he'd be like, all right, run this and do this action right here. And then they would do that, and it would just easy basket. Like, his ability to
dissect a game.
Yeah, just see everything. It's insane. I've never seen that.
He brings a lot of energy to the court.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. I see him. And I see him in the hallway. He brings a lot of energy to his classroom. Do you happen to be in his class?
Yeah, I do. I'm in his third hour. It's pretty cool.
Is it good to have your coach as your teacher?
Yeah. Yeah.
My teacher in high school told me, Lipe, if I wasn't your tennis coach, you'd be failing geometry. And I said, why do you think I'm in this section? But I think you're an outstanding student.
Thank you.
Do you love school? Are you doing good in all? Are you doing as well in all your classes as you are in my class?
Not really. Math is a struggle.
Really?
I've never been good at math. Everything else I've got, especially this year, but math has just
remained. Math's not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Okay, so you're not going to be an engineer. We can take that off the list, right?
Yes, we can take
that off. We got other stuff. What else are you interested in at school? You're good in English. You're good at public speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love history. That's why your class, like half of it is like
history.
History.
Yeah, so. We talk a lot about the context in which the literature was written, in American literature. Mm-hmm. And so you've got Battis for history. Mm-hmm. What are you learning with him? Are you right about on Civil War, pre-Civil War?
We're on wars right now. So I think we're about to pick up the Revolutionary War. I think that's what.
Really?
I think so. Yeah.
How about my class?
We're learning about.
Well, let's save that.
Okay.
I know. We'll save transcendentalism for the end. I've got the transcendentalism quiz already written for you. Tonight, you're gonna have to get on the YouTubes to watch this kid's face when I just told him he was about to have a quiz on transcendentalism, and your entire class grade is gonna rely on you.
I know.
If you do well on this quiz, I'm liable to give your class extra credit. But if you bomb it, I'm liable to give them all a test tomorrow, thinking that nobody's paying attention when we talk about Ralph, Where's Waldo, Emerson, and Henry David Thoreau. But I want to stay focused on the basketball program. Describe a typical practice at Edwardsville High School for Coach Battis. For people who don't get a chance to watch your team practice, what's it like grinding every day on the court for the EHS Tigers?
It's so different. It feels like bigger than high school sometimes. You know, we get in and these past couple weeks he has sheets for us, all individual workouts that we can do throughout practice to get us our skills where they need to be. And then he has...
Give me an example of those, like what your individual skill workout's going to look like. Is like dribble with your left hand 25 times.
Yeah, it's stuff like that. It's like, for me, since I've just started playing down low, it's like do 10 right-handed jump hooks. Mm-hmm. You know, sweep left, sweep right, finish all these different ways. I know our point guards, their drills are like, you know, make a quick move and go finish on... somebody really tall, like they have someone standing with like sticks under the
rim. So you got your individual skill workout. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what else?
Then he breaks it up with about 10 or so kids who normally don't get a lot of playing time. They might be JV guys or guys that don't get in for varsity. And he has them scout as the other team. And I think that's awesome. Like, he just watches so much film and he's able to, you know, look at all the different plays and then write the plays out and give them to these guys who don't get in, and they learn them like that. And we get to basically play against the team days before. So,
and do you feel like those scouting sessions and those practice sessions are paying off in your games? Do you feel like you've seen it when the game comes around?
Oh yeah, 100%. Especially when we played East St. Louis, just seeing like, okay, we worked on this ball screen. We know what we're about to do with the ball screen. And, you know, here's the action that they're about to run and how we're going to switch, who's going to help off. All that we see in practice. So it transitions pretty well.
And your next game is tomorrow night at 7:30 at Belleville West. Not home, right?
No, it is home.
Oh, it is home. Okay, I'm reading this wrong on the Max Prep. So you got a home game, but no fans.
Nope. They gave us all two tickets for our parents, but nobody, if you don't have a ticket, you can't get in.
I'm glad they did that.
Yeah, me too.
At first, I think they weren't doing parents at all, but we can spread out just the parents
right
enough that they'll be safe. So I'm not criticizing everybody. I'm just saying I'm happy for the parents because mm-hmm. I feel like it's, you know, to watch your friends is special, but will the game be streamed anywhere, live streamed?
I know EHS Broadcasting. They do, they broadcast it, right? They stream it.
My man Tennyson and my man Zuggy J.
Yeah.
Doing that. That's awesome. Are they calling it too? Do they do the color? Do they? Awesome. That's great. I got to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to hear that for sure sometime. Okay. Well, let's talk about you now. What are your goals? Do you see yourself playing basketball beyond high school? Or are you going
to
be done?
No, I definitely want to play at the next level. I know there's a lot of things I need to improve on in order to get there. But this has been my dream ever since I was little, just to play in college.
Cool. And we talked about what you want to study and we said not math.
Not math. I think I'm interested in psychology and sociology for sure.
Really?
Yeah. My mom taught psych and soc at East St. Louis. I think my sister majored in psych. And yeah, that's definitely something I want to get into.
Good for you. Have you taken that yet?
Yep.
And you loved it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good luck the rest of the season, man. I'm going to be rooting for you.
Thank you.
And now?
Here we go.
For the quiz on transcendentalism.
I'm ready.
Who lived at Walden Pond?
Okay, because I studied Emerson. I studied Ralph Waldo Emerson all day long.
But not Henry David Thoreau yet. I just signed that today, so you hadn't read that yet.
Not yet.
Okay, well, we'll let that one pass. Okay,
thank you.
All right, what did you read by Ralph Waldo Emerson?
He had an essay called Nature, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he did. And what did he learn? What did you learn? What did he say? Give me one transcendental characteristic.
Like one of the things that he believed in?
Yeah.
Oh, easy. He thought that America needed to start finding its own self, you know, needed to get its own identity, get one with nature.
Get one with nature, find its own artistic identity. Isaiah Kloster, you just killed it, my man. Let's do one of these up top. Way to go. Extra credit for that class tomorrow. Thanks for coming by, and good luck tomorrow against Belleville West.
Awesome. Thank
Isaiah,
you so much.
Isaiah. Yep,
the Y is different.
The Isaiah, man. The computer did not like it when I tried to type that in. But all right. Big thanks to guests Kelsey Harding, Joey Heighton, Isaiah Kloster, and for partners Callaway Home Loans, Cassens, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, Keller Williams Marquee, Jeb and Ginger Blasting Game, Integrity Spine and Joint Center, Oak Brook Golf Club, and Front Office Fiduciary Network. Our producers, Brian Kroc and Everett Hicks. Thank you for listening to the Metro East Sports Podcast, talking all things sports in the Metro East. Why don't you say that? Why don't you say talking all things sports in the Metro East?
Talking all sports in the Metro East.
Talking all things sports.
All things sports in the Metro East.
Talking all things sports in the Metro East.
There it is.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.